The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hi, this is DJ Eminem, and welcome back to How I Got Here. If you listened to my last episode, I talked a lot about feeling unsure about my plan and just trying to focus on the next step instead of having everything figured out. And honestly, that feeling has not gone away, like, at all. But something happened over spring break that made me think about things a little differently. Over spring break, I went back home, and at one point, I was at a community college waiting for my boyfriend to finish one of his classes. While I was waiting, I decided to walk around the campus for a little bit. And while I was walking around, I started like thinking about something. What if I had gone to a community college instead of the university I go to now? Because before I started college, I didn't consider community college at all. I never applied to a community college. I only applied to 4 years. But now I kind of think about it because it would have been closer to home for me. It would have been significantly cheaper. And it would have meant that I would stay near the people I already knew. But when I was walking around the campus, I kind of realized something. I don't think I would have been as successful there as where I am now. And I want to be really clear when I say this. I don't think community college is bad at all. For a lot of people, it's an amazing option and it works really well for them. But being there made me realize about how much an environment matters. When I was walking around, I noticed something about the people around me. A lot of them still had that high school mindset. And technically, I'm fresh out of high school too. But I've realized that leaving home and going away to school forced me to grow up faster. And at the university I go to now, the people around me are there for the same reason. They're studying, they're focused, they're working towards something. And when you're surrounded by people like that, it pushes you to do the same thing. Being around that kind of energy makes me want to work harder. And walking around that community college campus made me realize that the environment I'm in right now is probably the best place for me. But that doesn't mean that it's always easy. One thing I've noticed about myself is that every time I go home for break or just a weekend, I have a really hard time leaving again. My college is about 2 hours away from where I live. And every time break ends or I go back, I have this moment where I think, do I really want to leave again? Because leaving my mom is super hard. Leaving my boyfriend is hard. But leaving the people who I really care about, like my mom, it's so difficult for me. But the people who care about me know that I should be where I am right now. And I just don't like that because I always want to stay after the break. Because being home feels comfortable. It feels familiar, and I don't have to do schoolwork there. But at the same time, I know something about myself. If I stayed home and went to the same community college as my boyfriend, I probably wouldn't be as focused. I would want to hang out with him more. I probably would be distracted a lot of the time. And when I'm at the university I go to now, it's different. No one from my high school goes here. None of my close friends from home are here. It's just me. And while that can feel lonely sometimes, it also forces me to focus. Because I'm there for a reason. I'm there to build something for my future. Another thing happened recently is that I applied for a medical assisting job. I got my license about a year ago in high school, and I'm really excited to try to actually get a job because I've missed being in a medical area. So now that I'm at college, I really want to start gaining more real-world experience, especially if I want to eventually pursue something like being a physician assistant. The only tricky part is balancing that with being a student. Like, right now, my main responsibility is school. And I know that focusing on my classes is really important, but at the same time, I also want to start building experience early so that later on, I'm not rushing to get those hours. Like, for PA school, most of the schools, they want about 1,000 hours of volunteer work. Sometimes paid. They would prefer if you got paid hours, so basically they're implying go to work. So I want to do this now because I'm doing it before most people. So just applying for that job really felt like a step forward for me. Even if I don't get it, you know, at least I tried. I also applied for something recently too. It's a Kaiser pre-medicine mentorship program. And when I saw the opportunity, I got really excited because programs like that give you mentorships, connections, and guidance for going into the medical field. Like, if I got into this mentorship, I would love it. You know, I get to talk to doctors, I get to talk to people who have been in the same position as me, and I can get first-hand experience too. And I really hope I get it. But when I was reading the application, I noticed that it said that priority goes to upperclassmen. And I'm not an upperclassman. I'm a first-year student. So there's definitely a chance that I might not get accepted this time. But you know what? I applied anyways. Because if I don't get it right now, applying is still a step forward. It's still me putting myself out there. And maybe next time, I'll have a better chance. Hopefully. All of these things that happened over spring break made me realize something. Even though I don't have everything figured out, I'm moving forward. I'm not stopped in place. I'm moving, and which is a good thing because I'm learning about the kind of environment that helps me grow. I'm learning what distractions I need to avoid. You know, I'm learning how to push myself toward opportunities for greater success. And maybe that's what the stage of life is really about. Just not having the entire plan ready. Because I'm applying to all these places, but you know, I don't know if I'll get it. You know, maybe I will. Maybe they will just be like, oh, sorry, you're just not good enough for it. And which is kind of a good thing to have right now, you know. I can't get everything that I want, which I would love for that to happen, but you know, failure is what makes you grow. It helps you become a better person for you. But slowly building the person you want to become is part of who you need to be. You need to know how to do things like this to become a better person. Because the truth is, where you are matters. The people around you matter. The environment you put yourself in matters. And sometimes the hard decision like leaving home or being somewhere unfamiliar is actually the decision that helps you grow the most. So right now, even though things are uncertain for me, I'm incredibly grateful for where I am. I am so happy to be at the college I am right now. This college was not even on my radar at all when I was applying to colleges. I came here for a field trip, and sure enough, I fell in love. I was like, this is an incredible college. Also, I didn't get into UC Davis, but that doesn't matter. But this college is where I'm going to grow to be a better person. I'm going to spend valuable years here figuring out who I am, learning amazing stuff. And being here is pushing me to become somebody stronger, more focused, and more independent. And maybe that's exactly what I need right now. Not the perfect plan, just the right place to grow. Because what if I went to a community college? Would I be here? No, I would not be here. You know, the word here is a noun. It is called in, at, or to this place or position. It's basically saying they have lived here most of their life. It is saying that it's a position, it's a place. And for me right now, here is Dominican University. I'm here to become a better person for me in like 7 years. With me being over spring break, being at home, I realized that I enjoy being away from home, not in the sense of being away from the people I care about. I miss my mom all the time. I just saw my mom a few days ago and I already miss her. But being at a college where I don't know anybody is really helpful, because when I go back home and I see people who I saw at college, it's kind of embarrassing, because you're like, you're not supposed to see me. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be away. And that's why I enjoy being 2 hours away, but I also dislike that I'm 2 hours away, so I can't see people often. I just spent a whole month not seeing my mom. And it's not easy. I didn't think this was going to be easy. But doing it is really not easy. But I'm here. I'm showing up. I just need the right place to grow. Because leaving home or just being somewhere unfamiliar is hard. It's a hard decision. I had a hard time knowing that I wanted to go to college here, because the environment that you are in, it matters, because it's a decision. And decisions help you grow. Because I found the right place to grow. This is DJ Eminem, and this is how I got here. And like always, I'm still figuring it out.